where was God before the creation of the universe? Now, most people think this is a simple question with a straightforward answer, or they think that it is a question with no answer. But what if I told you that asking this question itself reveals something shocking about how human mind actually works? Now, right now, try to imagine something that is outside of space. Can you do it? Now, what about imagining something that existed before time? Is it possible? Our minds literally cannot conceive these things because the mind operates within the boundaries of time, space, and causation. And Swami Vivekananda called these boundaries as Maya, as the limitations of the human mind. But here is what will surprise you. Vedanta reveals that there is an infinite intelligence that lies beyond these boundaries. And understanding this changes everything about reality itself, and it will unlock true infinite potential within us. So by the end of this video, we will try to explore this, and we will also try to come up with the logical answer to the question, where was God before the creation of the universe? The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. With this, let's come to the first part, where we will discuss the prison of Maya. Your brain is trapped in a prison it doesn't even know exists. And this prison shapes every single thought you have about reality. This invisible cage is not made of bars or walls. It is constructed from three fundamental dimensions that your mind cannot escape. That is time, space, and causation. Vedanta calls this framework Maya, and the awareness of your mind operates entirely within these boundaries. Now let's run that thought experiment again. But now pay attention to how your mind operates and where your mind gets stuck. Try to imagine something outside of space. Actually try to do this. Pay attention to what is happening here. Even if you are trying to think of nothingness, your mind gives it a location. When you try to think of something that existed before time, immediately the mind tries to give it a sequence, give it a starting point. So immediately, it again comes within the dimension of time itself. It thinks first there was nothing, then there was something. But that first and then are the concepts of time. You've just used time to try to imagine something before time. Now let's come to causation. Causation or causality is about the cause of things. Within the dimension of Maya, every effect has a cause. We experience the morning sunlight because of the rotation of Earth. We experience different seasons because of the revolution of Earth around the sun. Like this, for every cause there is an effect, and for every effect there is a cause within this dimension of Maya. But what about something which exists without a cause? What about the causeless dimension? We cannot even go there, right? Now let's just hypothetically imagine that there is something called God beyond causation, beyond causality, which exists beyond the dimension of time itself and beyond the dimension of causation itself. Even imagining this will not be possible for us, because immediately your mind asks, how did it come to be? Who created it? So it is simply not possible for us to go beyond the parameters of time, space, and causation. This is not a malfunction in your thinking. Your mind works exactly as it should within Maya's structure. In Vedantic view, all thoughts presuppose time, space, and causality. When you say universe, you're describing a happening in time, an existence in space, and a result of causation. Even our languages prove this limitation of human mind. We can never describe something without using the spatial terms and the terms of time. You know, for everything, we use spatial terms like in, on, above, or beyond. And we use temporal markers like before, after, during, or when. So our mind, which is conditioned by Maya, which is conditioned by the parameters of time, space, and causation, asks this question, where was God before the universe was created. The mind automatically has assumed here that God must exist somewhere in space at some point in time and must have been caused by something. But just think about it before we go to the next segment. How can our mind, which is bound by the parameters of Maya, which is in the prison of time, space and causation, conceive of anything that exists beyond the boundaries of time and space? With this, let's come to the next segment, which is about the secret behind every creation. Every single thing that exists in the universe follows a hidden formula. From a spider's web to your own body, there is not some mystical secret, but a precise pattern that Vedanta identified thousands of years ago. According to Vedanta, a creation is something which is intelligently put together and which serves a purpose and has a relationship with some other intelligently put together things. And creation of anything requires two things as per Vedanta. One is Nimitta Karana, another one is Upadhana Karana. Nimitta Karana is the efficient cause. This is the conscious intelligence that designs and assembles. You know, when a spider creates or deploys the spider web, the spider itself is the Nimitta Karana, is the intelligent cause. Because the spider possesses the knowledge of web architecture, understands structural engineering, and knows exactly how to create the sticky trap lines while keeping safe pathways for itself. So basically, intelligence and knowledge is required for something to be created, right? For the spider web to appear, there needs to be certain intelligent cause, that is the spider itself. Now, the second cause is called Upadhana Karana, or the material cause. Even this is essential for any type of creation. This represents the substance from which something gets made. The spider's silk becomes the material cause of the web. And if we look at another example, when a potter is making the pot, the clay of the pot becomes the material cause, which is the Upadhana Karana. Whereas the potter himself, the knowledge and the intelligence of the potter itself, becomes the intelligent cause or the Nimitta Karana. When both of these two things come together, a creation is created. But when it comes to the entire existence itself, and when it comes to God, this is where the topic is actually mind-bending. What if the creator and the material cause are the same thing? What if every web and honeycomb points to something extraordinary about how intelligence itself operates? Notice something fascinating here. Human creations like cars and aeroplanes constantly require improvement because of human intelligence, which is limited. But when we look at spider webs and honeycombs, which are nations' creations, they reflect complete knowledge. A spider's web needs no upgrades. A honeycomb requires no redesign. It is already perfect for the purpose it serves. Now, this is the difference between the limited intelligence of human beings and the total intelligence of the natural creation. With this, let's come to the next part, which is the dream of God. Every night you might become God without realizing it. And this experience holds the key to understanding the universe's deepest mystery. When you go to sleep and when you dream different dreams, you create entire worlds in your imagination. Your mind projects its own universe for you to experience. You experience various things within your dream. You talk to different people, you go on adventures, you drive a car, you do a lot of things, not realizing that every aspect of creation was pervaded by the awareness of the mind. It was all a simulation within the mind and of the mind. Now, this experience of the dream holds the key to understanding God as per the Vedantic wisdom. Most people assume God must exist somewhere separate from creation, like a carpenter working on a table in his workshop. But your dream demonstrates that there can be a reality in which the creator and the creation is actually one. And at the same time, the creator is apart from the creation also. This is a little deep, so let me elaborate. Within your dream, the entire experience of the dream is the creation of the mind. Everything happens within your mind, and you as the dream ego, the dream avatar, is also a creation of the mind. So mind can be looked at as the god for the small mini universe that it creates for you to experience. Now here, mind is in and through the dream world, and at the same time, the mind is also outside of the dream world, along with the body which is sleeping on the bed. So the mind is both transcendent and immanent when it comes to the dream example. Like this, Vedanta says, God is both transcendent and immanent. God is in and through the universe, and God is pervaded in everything. Chandogya Upanishad therefore says, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Every aspect of this existence is pervaded by God. At the same time, God remains untouched, and He is transcendent also. So in one way, we can look at this world, this creation, as a dream of God, where God is transcendent, but at the same time, immanent in creation. And if you never ask where the dreamer was before the dream began, why do we ask where God was before creation? The dream example reveals something fascinating. The relationship between God and the manifested universe is one of substance and modification, not separation and distance. And in fact, as per Advaita Vedanta, ultimately there is no separation, there is no substance, there is no modification. There is only Brahman. There is only that infinite consciousness. So now with that, let's come to the final part to understand where God is. But after finishing the previous segment, the more appropriate question will be, where God is not? Where is that place where God doesn't exist? That is what we will be unable to point out with the understanding of Vedanta. God is in and through everything. God is everything. Every aspect of this universe is that Satchit Ananda, that existence, consciousness, bliss, absolute. There is nothing apart from it. What we feel as separation, duality, and individuality is simply an illusion of the ego. It is the illusion of the mind. It is the game that the mind is playing. If we just transcend this identification, we will begin to see everything and everyone as that one absolute thing. So here is the paradox that breaks most people's understanding. God exists both beyond time-space causation and simultaneously present within them. This is not a contradiction, but this is the nature of the divine existence. This is the nature of God. So the question of where God was before the creation of the universe completely dissolves when we thoroughly understand the example of the dream. And this understanding transforms everything. Instead of seeking a deity positioned outside creation, you recognize the divine consciousness that experiences through your eyes, thinks through your mind, and exists as your very essence. Try to feel this from today. Try to feel that being that is within you. Feel that infinite consciousness that is within you. That eternal witness that doesn't change, that always is, which is the source of who you are, is what Vedanta is pointing towards.